The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to a scandalous episode of the Chaser Report.
Oh, Charles, breaking news here. Look, this is just breaking now. By the time you hear this, it's probably will have exploded all over the internet. But we had to record a second episode back to back because something explosive just happened involving Bruce Lehman, the person who, be fair to say, sued a lot of people for defamation, Charles. So we should be somewhat careful about what we say.
The fine, upstanding gentleman, Bruce Lehman,
who was seen on a video, and I quote the Sydney Morning Herald, as a friend chops white powder at a dinner party. So we'll talk about that. We should also talk about, in unrelated news, Charles, cocaine in Sydney. The police have seized $22 million worth of cocaine with some quite unfortunate branding on it.
Okay.
And the Tasmanian Premier, I want to see if you can guess what Jeremy Rockcliffe's committed to do for $12 million if re-elected.
$12 million? Well, it's not a stadium then.
Well, I don't know about the stadium. Forget the stadium. This is much bigger. It's going to get all the tourists coming to Tassie. He says it's going to be the most exciting thing since Mona, which I reckon is one of the most amazing things ever.
And it only cost $12 million.
Yeah, pretty cool idea. Okay. Maybe we should gazump him in Sydney. Anyway, those stories after this.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's start with Bruce Lehman. Now, the Nine newspapers have just released this scandalous video. And I don't know. Can you see how it was leaked, Charles? It's a video of a dinner party at Bruce Lehman's house, which is the one that's paid for by the Channel 7 network for free. It's a free house.
So do you think Channel 7's been secretly videoing?
Do you think he's in the Big Brother house and he doesn't realise? They'd be getting some good value for money, wouldn't they?
How does anyone come by private footage in one's own house?
Because that's a massive violation of privacy. I mean, unless I suppose someone just filmed it during the dinner and just posted it to social media.
What? Of racking up white powder?
What?
Really?
That's what appears to have. So the Herald's saying here, as of Monday afternoon, the short video clip captioned Bruce's famous speech was posted on Instagram by a friend of Lehman. Charles, I think that friend's going to get sued. I think there's going to be defamation suit number 6 or 7 from Bruce.
I wasn't in the vicinity of that white powder.
So there's white powder clearly being chopped up. Charles, that's an unusual way, isn't it, to do table salt?
It is an amazingly common way to do table salt, though.
Let's have a little listen to the salt that's being shared around at this fancy digs.
Nadia, are you having some regular?
Nadia, obviously I love Nadia. I'm always constantly concerned for Nadia's welfare.
that's how young liberals joke, by the way. That was Bruce Lehman speaking there.
Yep. Do hilarious. We know who Nadia is, or is that just somebody who was at the dinner party?
I don't know who Nadia is, and I don't know who's chopping up the salt.
I think we should just, preface pretty much every word using the word allegedly.
it does say here that Lehman's studying law, which could come in useful.
I don't mean
for the white powder. I mean for all the defamation cases he's going to launch.
Now, look, I've seen this footage now, and the thing that really concerns me, first of all, nice dinner party.
I haven't been to a dinner party like that in ages.
Very weird. I'm a man of the world, Dom.
You are.
But it's very casual to just chop up some salt, right? In front of your dinner guest. You know how we're doing about how London in the 1990s,
Coke was like an
after dinner mint. This is like a during dinner mint.
I mean, and we were talking about how, there was cocaine on the toilet just down the road, just down the corridor from where Princess Kate gave birth to the royal babies. They found cocaine on the toilet seat.
Yes.
But, I mean, the fact that this has shocked you, Charles, someone who on this podcast regularly asks people to email him at podcast@chaser.com.au if they've got cocaine to give away.
Yeah.
In jest, of course.
In jest.
Yeah. You seem shocked that just at a dinner party someone would be chopping up salt like this.
Well, the actual thing that really shocks me is I am pretty sure in the foreground that bottle...
There's a bottle of wine.
..is Aldi-branded wine.
That's more on brand, isn't it, for the cost of living crisis? 2024.
But, well, no, but not for, amongst young libs. You can't bring a, somebody's, I reckon somebody, and this is the big allegation. This is what we're going to really go down
for. Oh, the defamation. Is that they're drinking Aldi wine.
Somebody has brought Aldi and tried to pass, you know how it's always branded as like normal wine?
Yeah, they've got like, a name that's slightly like fancy, the real brand.
Like Le Bampagne or something.
Or Ponfields.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I reckon that's what's happened there. Somebody's brought Aldi to a young lib.
Do you think it's possible that the salt comes from Aldi as well? Can you get? Yeah. Knock off narcotics?
Yeah, it would be. What would it be? It would be
cocaine.
And it would make you feel just slightly.
Yeah, know, yeah. It would be nothing like the real sensation.
Yeah,
it'd probably be healthier actually.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's probably Alka-Seltzer or something.
I mean, Charles, let me just express in the interest of our financial future.
Why did
the
they...
shock that he must have felt that someone did that without his consent or authorization?
I'm reading the Nine newspapers article.
Mm.
Why do they use inverted commas around the term white powder? I mean, it clearly is white powder.
Well, it's a black and white video. So it could be yellow. It could be turmeric. Maybe they're just making a salad.
Yeah.
Maybe they're so far gone, some of these people, Charles, that the only way they know, like they don't use mortars and pestles anymore in the young lives. They just use credit cards.
Yeah.
That's the way you distribute. In,
like, to rack up your turmeric.
It could just be oregano for the pasta.
No,
I don't know.
It's not oregano.
It's white. It is very white. Okay, so that's what's going on with Bruce Lehrman. I mean, I can't believe he's sort of trapped in some sort of controversy, Charles. Bruce Lehrman. It's such an ordinary life.
Yeah. But so he's still at that home that's being bankrolled by Stokes, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think it's just paid off for them, isn't it? No, but it says here that the 12-month deal is about to expire.
Right.
So he's going to have to find a place to live after that.
Oh, imagine having to pay your own way in society.
I know. You know what, Charles? Just sitting here in our podcast studio, it's not used very much.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Bruce,
yeah.
if you need a place to crash, we could put down a mattress.
Yes.
We're near Aldi here.
Never mind all the video cameras. Just ignore them.
Yeah, ignore the cameras. Yep. We're friends of yours. We would never post incriminating
And all this
videos.
Recording equipment.
That's right. We wouldn't want to use
nothing.
That.
Yeah.
And look, if you've got some friends who want to come over, there's a table over there. We could supply some credit cards. They're probably over the limit.
I think I've got a mirror somewhere.
Just for selfies, just to make up and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feel free. Like, me casa, su casa, Bruce, that's young liberal for come on over.
Yeah.
You're most welcome. All I'm going to say is you might find Charles turns up to your dinner parties. There more stories after this.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The Chaser Report, news a few days after it happens.
Now, in an unrelated story, Charles, this is just complete coincidence, and I don't want to imply anything with the link. Police have seized $22 million worth of cocaine.
Ah, no, not again.
In Sydney, this keeps happening.
Ah.
The last one, I think, was worth about $1 billion. So this is only a small amount by Sydney standards.
Yeah, but this always inflates the price, doesn't it? Because when the police resell it, you know, in a few weeks' time, they'll demand a markup
for it.
Yes.
But, Charles, the thing that gets me about this is, you know, it's increasingly common from what I understand.
Mm.
You know how ecstasy pills used to have like a logo on them that made it sort of distinguish? You'd get, I don't know, the Mitsubishis or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
They've started doing that with cocaine, I'm told.
Really?
So that the bag or the bricks or whatever.
Brand name cocaine.
Yeah. Okay. There's images on them that sort of distinguish where
well,
it comes
from.
Well,
on the from. Bags? Or on the,
it says here on, it's all more like a brick. Yeah, but
who's buying bricks of cocaine?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, bricks. 14 identical bricks, each weighing more than a kilo.
So that's quite a lot of money. That's quite like a lot. $300,000 each.
So there's 14 kilos, it says here. Oh, yeah. They thought it was only worth $22 million. So it might
be. Yeah, so $300,000 per brick.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
The logo that was on the brick makes me worry for the education levels, frankly, of our drug dealers and drug producers.
Mm.
The picture on them, can you guess what it was? It was a really ironic image of a well-known movie figure.
I bet you it was at Barbie or something.
Barbie?
Yeah. Or Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer.
Get bombed.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Charles, it was Scarface. Have you seen the movie Scarface?
Well, that's not the greatest representation of drug dealing.
No, it's not a good ad.
No.
I mean, my recollection is Scarface ends up being gunned down by his mob opponents and falling ironically into his own swimming pool after having just killed his brother-in-law and his sister.
He sort of goes
head first, and he sort of topples into the water.
Yeah, and it's a tale of pride fueled by lots of cocaine.
Yes, drove him mad, basically.
Yes.
So I'm just not sure that they've thought the branding through. I just don't think it's. I mean, how would you? You're a marketing genius. What would you put on the logo of?
Well, that's
of
called,
cocaine.
No, but see, what you don't understand, Dom, is there's this new form of marketing which is called unhinged. It's true.
Really?
This is true. I've been reading about it this morning.
We should get into that business. That'd be great.
Yeah, which is so. And I know that this is taking a bit of a left-hand turn at this point, but Duolingo is the perfect example of the unhinged.
Is it? I love
method
Duolingo.
Of marketing. Yeah. So apparently, a few months ago, they decided to get on TikTok. And whenever anyone confused Duolingo or confused, you know, various, you know, pronunciations of different types of, you know, languages or whatever, the Duolingo owl would intervene. Into
really?
People's discussions.
But you just go
and just sort of and be a bit unhinged and a bit weird about the whole thing.
That's more interesting than my experience with Duolingo. I could use it being more unhinged.
Yeah.
So would you buy cocaine with a Duolingo owl on it?
No, I don't think I would. I would fear that it would rope me into some sort of highly addictive, you know.
I'm addicted to Duolingo.
Yeah.
I'm on like 1,300 days or something.
Do you sometimes buy? The thing that I hate about Duolingo is if you do it and then you break your streak, you can buy cheat days to your streak.
Yeah, you can buy streak freezers.
Which
I've
is
never
like
had
a
to buy
fucking
one.
Piece of shit. Like,
I've
what's
never
the fucking
had to buy
point?
One. I'm so addicted.
If you're going to have an addictive app, don't sell something that stops the addiction.
Yeah, when would anyone ever sell a product that fueled an addiction? That's unprecedented. Yeah. See, the thing I'd like
so
to
you,
see.
1,300 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you what language are you,
I started,
are you learning English?
I started doing it during the lockdown.
Is it Latin? Can I guess?
Bonus. No, I started doing French.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remembered that I speak French.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui. So I stopped doing that.
Are you doing Hindi?
And I started doing I'm doing Japanese.
Oh, Japanese?
Japanese. It's really, it's very useful.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, exactly. So anyway, so I'm doing that. I'm very addicted to it. So I would buy a brick of cocaine if I thought it was going to give me a streak freeze.
So will it get us cancelled for me to ask you to say something in Japanese?
Onomai wa Dominiki desu. Dozo yoroshiku.
Oh, okay.
That's not very much, just hello. Anyway, I would buy a brick of cocaine if it was actually accurate about the impact of cocaine. Like if there was a picture of an advertising executive going on about synergies. You know, the kind of boring people who get you at parties when they're high on coke and just talk about, you know, the future of some shit business that they want you to invest in.
And people just actually thinking that their point is more important than it actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a situation I remember being in with many friends about 10, 20 years ago.
It's sort of like a gangster, like the gangster thing is the correct branding then because actually that's not like advertising selling what it could
something
be.
A dream,
it's glamorous.
Something that isn't incredibly boring.
Yeah.
Basically, you honestly say to yourself, I would rather this be a PowerPoint presentation.
Imagine the branding being a Bruce Lehman dinner party.
For salt.
For salt,
of course. Okay, final story I want to get to, Charles, and I love this.
Yep.
While we're talking about addictive substances, which seems to be a theme, at least in the second story and not the first one, Charles, the Tasmanian Premier has promised to build a $12 million structure, state funding if re-elected. Jeremy Rockcliffe of the Liberals says this would be the greatest thing to happen to tourism in Tassie since since Mona. And I think this is going to show you the dire state of Tasmanian tourism except for Mona. Can you guess what it is? What does he want to build?
So it's building something.
It's the world's largest something.
Ooh, okay. Is it the world? So it's got to be Tasmanian themed. So what do I think of when I think of Tasmania? I think of Mona.
Mona, yeah.
Oh, is it a building? Is it a building of a model of Mona? Like, is it a sort of replica of Mona?
Oh, a replica of Mona.
Yeah.
No, that would be better than this idea.
Oh, okay. I think of apples. I don't think there's apples. Logging. I think of logging.
A big log.
A big logging, a big lumberjack.
Yeah, the big banana, but it's a log. No, it's not.
It's a big chainsaw.
It is a very big something.
A big.
And it's addictive. And it comes from Tasmania.
Gambling.
But no one knows it comes from Tasmania because it's not in any way famous outside of Tasmania.
Okay. And it's addictive.
It's addictive, an edible substance.
Edible. Okay.
It's not cocaine.
It is.
But it can be white.
It is. And it's only from Tasmania?
No, they just make, they happen to make.
Oh, it's salt. It. It's salt, isn't it? Is it salt?
That'd be so good for the structure of this episode if it was salt, but it's not. No, it is an edible food stuff, Charles.
Okay.
He wants to build the world's largest.
Oh,
closer. It involves dairy.
Oh,
some versions involve dairy.
Milk. Is it milk?
It often involves milk. Milk's one of the varieties that it comes in.
What is it?
It can be milk. It can be dark.
Oh, chocolate.
It's a chocolate fountain, Charles. The Premier of Tasmania wants to build the world's largest chocolate fountain in Tasmania.
Oh, my God.
Because it's where the Cadbury factory is. He went to the Cadbury factory on Sunday.
That well-known Australian brand.
Yeah, which no one's ever heard. Did you know it was near Hobart? I didn't.
No.
And he said, if I'm re-elected, yes, I will build the world's largest chocolate fountain here in Tassie. The poor man, he's going to lose, isn't he?
But they don't grow chocolate in...
No, they just make the mass-produced Cadbury bars, apparently, in Tassie. He wants a chocolate experience with a premium chocolate studio, a chocolate emporium, a cafe, a chocolate playground, and a make-your-own chocolate bar, Charles, where you can go and just choose the chocolate of your choice. And I must say, I would go and do that experience with Bruce Lehman's friends.
Yeah, I would definitely.
If they were available. If there was chocolate you could snort,
yeah, nose
I'd be
candy
up for that.
Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast Network.
Just to be clear, the chocolate thing is true. That's a thing that actually happened this week. The Bruce Lehman thing, I mean, who knows?
He's definitely losing. So does that mean we'll be wall-to-wall Labor? Or will it be the Greens? Like, who's going to win? Like, because the thing is, he can't lose. If he loses, then it's wall-to-wall Labor. Like, that means every government in the country is Labor.
Oh, yes.
State
but
and
as
federal.
Against that, how delicious is chocolate?
Go away.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.